Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
You've got the website realmedicalmeals.com, providing a holistic approach to medical nutrition while offering high-quality organic meals tailored to chronic illness management. Tell me more about that.
Well, you know what's great about that is I'm about to come out with several different books that are related to that material. So even if you can't afford my services, we'll be putting out the C5 cookbook, which is the longevity cuisine cookbook. That might be a good option for you. Yeah. And we're also putting out a hidden vegetable cookbook, which is the hidden nutrition aspects of adding vegetables back to typical American and Western diet dishes. So I think those are two really interesting books I'll have to send you copies of. A lot of the influence in my writing and in my recipes has come from clients over the years that have said the same thing, that, hey, listen, you know, things are going great. You know, we're really doing well with the treatment and the therapies and the nutritional therapies that you provide, Chef. So what I would love to do is I'd love to continue this. So what I've wound up doing is handing them a packet of recipes. Well, instead of handing my clients packets of recipes now, I'm going to actually publish these books for the masses to be able to read and learn more about longevity cuisine, learn more about hidden vegetable cuisine, learn more about gut health and other aspects of food within our society, you know, pasture raised and wild caught, and in some cases farm raised items in our food supply that are actually anti-inflammatory and assist you in your overall gut health and your overall cardiovascular health and overall wellness plans.
What's your go-to when you're cooking something and you want to go, you know, healthy? What is your go-to ingredient?
Typically, I like to whip up a quick niçoise salad, which is a French style salad. It's a boiled egg. It's a little bit of tuna, some green beans, a very simple champagne vinaigrette or go-to vinaigrette. I mean, in fact, that's my quick go-to lunch. Anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial, just really something special to provide a variety of different aspects to your diet, something very quick that you can whip up quickly. And sometimes I'll alternate and use some roasted red peppers or sun-dried tomatoes or oven-dried tomatoes, depending on the season, whatever vegetables are in season. That's really my go-to. I love making a nice niçoise style salad, some hard-boiled egg in there every once in a while. Similar to a Cobb salad, just kicked up a little bit more, but sometimes I'll add a little avocado to it as well. It's just simple. It's filling, heavy in protein, you know, and of course, polyphenol rich olive oil. I use a raw pressed olive oil. I live here in North Carolina, so I buy my olive oil from a few states over in to our south from Georgia. So I use fresh pressed olive oil, cold pressed from the state of Georgia. And I love that salad. It's just a simple go-to.
What's your reaction when you run across people who are feeding their kids Uncrustables?
Oh, that just, that's one of those situations that I really start thinking I have a lot to work on.
Yeah.
when people are reaching for two pieces of bread that have just had crust cut off of them and some jam. But when you read the ingredients, there's 1,000 preservatives in those things, and they're found in the freezer section of your grocery stores. What I like to work with kids is I like to find out what they love to eat, and then we mix vegetables and fruits into it. So if I'm going to make an Uncrustable, then I'm going to use seasonal fruit. For example, strawberries have just come into season here in North Carolina. So if I'm making an Uncrustable for one of my clients, I'm using a gut healthy sourdough bread, and I'll cut the crust off and I'll make a similar press like you would an empanada or any other type of sealed dough type of dish, and then add whatever butter their parents love for them to have, whether it's pistachio, in some cases pecans here in the Carolinas are really hot. We use those a lot with a lot of different in place of peanuts. And in some cases in other areas of the country, people just love to have that kind of PB&J kind of nostalgia. So I make that for their kids, but there's lots of different things that I mix fruits and vegetables into. So I'll use like a raspberry or blueberry chia as we start moving into the summertime, and chia seeds so that the kids get some additional dietary fiber and omega-3s. Just simple changes that I make to dishes like that using gut-healthy ingredients that are that are a little bit more on the healthier side, but the kids don't really necessarily notice that we've mixed things into that like that. And the parents are very pleased with the aspects of, well, this isn't just one of those Uncrustables from the grocery store that, you know, has 1,000 preservatives in it, but rather something that's healthier for the child that they can enjoy and really eat on a regular basis as a snack, a healthier snack.